I'm a professional violinist and I play in New York City Opera. So, of course, Mozart is somebody that I've spent a lot of time with over the years. Einstein, on the other hand, was not somebody that I knew so much about specifically. So celebrating this convergence of the 100th anniversary of Einstein's miracle year 1905, in which he wrote, published five papers that changed our concept of the universe, and the 250th anniversary of Mozart's birth, the convergence of that being 2006, we knew that Einstein loved Mozart. We knew that they were both great geniuses, sort of definitive geniuses of their ages. I think the first thing that was really striking was that Einstein had such a creative approach, an artistic approach to science. He really felt that it was an act of creativity, an artistic thing to be learning about the world, and as he put it, trying to hear God's thoughts. So his mother loved music. She was a pianist, and she was his first teacher, you know, of music. And his father, with his uncle, they were in the the budding electrotechnology business. It was a time when cities were converting from horsepower and, you know, so forth to electrical power, from coal to electricity. And this meant that the streetcars were becoming electrical. There was going to be electrical lighting in the streets, lamps throughout the cities. Theaters often led the way with being the first buildings to be electrically lit. And this was the business that his father and uncle were in. Young Albert had free range to look at their inventions and get their explanations and see how things worked. So there was this fabulous energy of electricity that was all around him. What I was saying about Einstein's family sort of setting him up perfectly for that is also true of Mozart. You know, his father was a violinist and a composer, a court musician, and he wrote a very important book, pedagogical violin book, which is still referred to, you know, all the time. And he, you might say, homeschooled. Yes, you should say that homeschooled Mozart and his sister, his older sister, in every way, and particularly in music.
Yeah, I mean, say what you will about Mozart's father, but he did expose both kids to all the prevailing styles then.
He did.
As children.
Right. And not only because he deliberately did that at home, but because of their touring, the extent of their touring from when Mozart was six or seven, depending on when you start counting.
That's poet Kate Light, who has written a poem about this process of travel by the Mozart family. She calls it Traveling in Coach.
Mozart and his older sister Mariana, known as Nannerl, performed all over Europe, and when they began this, Wolfgang was six and she was 11. So traveling in coach. The children astounded, their talents confounded. Much younger by far, Wolfgang was the star, but they worked well together and traveled all weather. In many ways, touring was not so alluring. It was not time of war, but there was plenty more. The roads could be horrid, the rainfall so torrid, the food could be rotten, their wages forgotten, the carriage ride bumpy, the mattresses lumpy, the royalty boring. Young Wolfgang kept snoring in a room with his father, who laughed at the bother. There were some perks, perhaps. Wolfgang climbed in Queen's laps and asked them for kisses. Well, don't forget, this is a mere boy of six who knew not politics. His sister was older, so wasn't as bold or a bit more reserved. Some queens were unnerved and rather alarmed, but others were charmed. Well, no one was harmed. There were bed fleas and bugs. On the roads, there were thugs. There was sickness and fevers. But these overachievers toured Vienna, Munich, Augsburg, Heidelberg, Mainz, Frankfurt, Koblenz, Cologne, Brussels, Paris, London, Calais, Dover, The Hague, Amsterdam, Utrecht, Rotterdam, Antwerp, Bern, and Zurich. They even played in Ulm, where Einstein was later born. By the time they came home, young Mozart was 10, 16 months in Vienna, then more touring again. This time, the son and the father, not the mother or sister, Mozart wrote often to Nannerl. He missed her, and those are the letters that in all their glory open like windows to show us a story so many years later. And Mozart, that age, was as free with a pen as he was on the stage. For almost 4 years they would travel as well. He learned so many languages. Never could spell. He did not go to school, for they rarely stayed put. Coach travel was slow, not much faster than foot. Wherever he went, he was often subjected to test after test. The poor boy was inspected. Could he play with a cloth totally covering the keys? Could he improvise fugues with astonishing ease? Could he make up an aria with pure melodies and a text as well? As quick as you please. Did he ever get tired? Did he ever feel pain? Did he once say, "Please don't put me through this again"? Did he say, "Couldn't somebody else entertain"? He was such a good boy. He would never complain. And honestly, he had a whole lot of fun, and his radiant admirers weren't just anyone. Royalty revolved round him like planets to sun. "Do you love me?" he'd ask when the evening was done. The boy was uncanny. The boy was amazing. The boy was a star that was constantly blazing. His lightning-fast fingers, his beautiful phrasing. His father's instruction was also worth praising. What his father most feared was that there'd come a day when the prime of this youth would have faded away. Not faded, but grown out of child protégé. Then what would they do? Then what role would he play? What role for the father? When might this be done? Would there be someone new who could charm everyone? In the meanwhile, he prayed for a very long run for his prize-winning colt. Son. So you see, there's a sadness that's buried inside of spectacular glory, spectacular pride. Wolfgang would rebel, needing more for his art. He'd not be forgiven, but he followed his heart. His father preferred that he take a position which was a prison to Mozart, a kind of perdition. Was he a mere chamberlain, a prize, or musician? He left, this time without his father's permission.